From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take up their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. China's conclusion that some elected legislators are unfit for office has triggered a political uproar that threatens to deepen divisions between residents of Hong Kong and China. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly has called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu's emissaries made clear that Israel will not participate in any international conference convened contrary to that position. Kurdish-led Syrian forces, backed by U.S. air power, captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. But the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says there has been no real progress so far in the offensive there. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from the Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town for weeks ahead of that assault. Peshmerga Lieutenant Colonel Safin Rasoon tells Reuters that an estimated 100 IS fighters are inside the town of Bashika. This is VOA News. The 2016 U.S. presidential campaign is almost over. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are on marathon campaign swings before Tuesday's election. Trump headed to five states. Clinton is making four stops in three states. U.S. political surveys continue to show Clinton with a small, consistent edge of about 2 or 3 percentage points in the national popular vote. Clinton will be joined by her husband, former President Bill Clinton, daughter Chelsea, President Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama at a rally Monday night in Philadelphia. New York City officials are working with the Secret Service to bolster security as the city hosts the election night gatherings of both major presidential party candidates. It is rare for both major candidates to locate their headquarters in the same city. Federal and state officials are looking into intelligence reports that Al-Qaeda is planning a terrorist attack on or before the election. Possible targets are said to be New York, Virginia, and Texas. Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died Monday from complications of Parkinson's disease. She was 78 years old. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries are meeting on how to implement the Paris Agreement on global warming. Top UN climate official Patricia Espinoza told delegates to the two-week meeting in Morocco that no one can doubt that the world is shifting to what she called a low-emission, resilient society. The immediate task for delegates is to write a rule book, including how to measure and report emissions. Swedish law enforcement officials will interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange about rape accusations. The interview is scheduled for November 14th at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has been holed up since 2012. The 45-year-old Australian was accused of rape and sexual assault in Sweden in 2010. He has resisted traveling to Sweden because he says authorities may extradite him to the United States, where he faces questioning about the leak of more than 500,000 secret government files. Those files deal with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In the aftermath of its flammable phone scandal, Korean electronics company Samsung has issued apologies to Americans in major newspapers. The company's Galaxy Note 7 has been recalled due to potentially defective batteries that can lead to fires. The ads were taken out in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post, and apologized, quoting now, for not delivering breakthrough technologies that enrich people's lives. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.